This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Frank Thomas was not on the listify.
Ooh, another big name not on the list.
You know, it pays to be a big boy.
Maybe. He was just taking Nugenix, dude.
Yeah.
And she'll like it, too.
Look, running into the guys at the gym.
When I'm 60, I want to plow my wife, too.
And your wife, she'll love it.
She'll love it. You can pull
it. No, not from you, from me.
Oh, baby.
Is Frank Thomas, he got one of those, like, hot young woman wifeies? Or is he somebody of his own age? Like, what's he?
I remember when Frank Thomas.
You got Pacino life.
Yeah, what's he dealing with?
Is he Leonardo DiCaprio?
I remember when Frank Thomas got killed off by Fox News like 2 years ago.
I'm worried that when Leonardo DiCaprio turns 60, my oldest daughter will be of age. And I'm terrified about that because she thinks he is the hot stuff.
Let's see here.
While we're looking, if he has a hot wife, I do have the official WBC full list rankings of teams.
Oh, yeah. Who's that one? It's got to be Japan.
Japan is one. Chinese Taipei is two.
Really?
Venezuela, three. Mexico, four. USA, five. But it looks like it.
Where's the Dominican?
Dominican is 11th. But yeah, there's this whole point system that...
Oh, that's just... Yeah, well, wait till the guys actually show up. The only problem with the Dominican is that it's like Sandy Alcantara and then nobody else.
And yes, Frank Thomas has a very hot wife.
I'm sure he
absolutely
does. Absolutely. Do you see Bryce Harper had a gender reveal in his bat for his fourth child?
No.
His bat was blue. I have to believe that Bryce Harper's wife is pretty solid.
I mean... What? Because she let him do a gender reveal as like a
no
an at bat?
No, strictly based on
how many
aesthetics.
Children?
Oh, I'm sure she's
hot.
I think I've seen her. Yeah, I think she is.
Mike Trout's married to his high school sweetheart, and I bet you she's a dime.
Yeah, Bryce Harper's wife.
Oh yeah,
I mean she's a dime.
What are we talking about? And he's from Vegas, right?
Like Kobe's wife was his high school sweetheart, and she was a dime.
Because they're always dimes. They identify their meal ticket quickly, okay?
Hey, whoa, I identified my dime a lot later.
You think Brittany Mahomes hooked up with Pat because she loved him? No, she knew where he was going. Come on.
Hot takes by Jordan Schultz.
Actually, they got together in high school.
That's why I know. I went to high school with a couple, and I know why she was with him. She thought he was going to make Major League Baseball. He only made it to Double A. She didn't pick right.
Jordan, you're sounding very sexist right now. It's making me
And they're now divorced, and their children are terrible.
The team that is dead last in the World Baseball Softball Confederation, the country.
What is Colorado Rockies?
That has a whopping 2 points in the ranking system. For context, Japan, who is number one, has 6,911 points. Mighty Estonia.
Ooh, Estonia. Who plays for Estonia?
God only knows.
Yeah, that's
My buddy wants to retire in Estonia.
Why?
He said it's one of the most beautiful countries he's ever been to. He is a metal music musician, if that makes any sense. And he has done very well for himself in Japan and
open the pit.
Eastern Europe. And he says Estonia is one of the greatest places he's ever been.
How about that? Yeah. Well, if they could only be better at baseball.
Yeah. He's going to struggle. Hey, he's going to struggle because he loves baseball. I'm in a fantasy league with him. He's going to struggle with baseball over there.
They're only a point behind the Solomon Islands. All right.
I don't even know where that is.
I do not either. Yeah, I'm guessing it's an island.
Down goes Anderson! Down goes Anderson!
Maybe several islands.
Solomon Islands, isn't that like off the coast of Europe somewhere? That sounds about right.
Off the coast of Europe?
Like way.
Europe's a giant continent.
No, it's like their
Hawaii.
It's like their Hawaii.
It's like, do you know why Africa doesn't have any medals in the Olympics?
Because
they're a continent, not a country.
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Did I say country?
Well, you said off the coast
you
of Europe.
You said off the coast of Europe.
What is that? That I stand by my point.
And
I
mean, that's a stupid point to stand by.
That
look
could
at
be
them.
From anywhere
the
from...
The Mediterranean?
Jackass.
That could be north of Finland and Sweden.
I'm the jackass!
No, I'm wrong anyways. The Solomon Islands are next to Papua New Guinea.
And a cascade of booze rained down from the stands.
I'm enthralled by some of these teams at the bottom of the list. What are you doing? Pick it up. Come on.
The home run stroke.
Someone's come on, Tanzania.
Someone's got to be the Colorado Rockies of the World Baseball Classic, okay?
Come on, Nepal. What do you have to do? Climb mountains?
The problem is when you start to rank countries and how they can perform on the world level, it is semi-correlated to them as a country. I don't see Palestine high on the list in baseball.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Their people are getting blown up all the time.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
How can they play baseball?
If they got a bid into the World Baseball Classic, like a drawing, like they were the 20th team, and then we had Israel and Palestine.
I saw that in World Cup qualifying.
And they Palestine wins.
They had to play behind closed doors in an offsite.
I mean, great. You know, I'm pretty disappointed in India being very low on this list. They love their cricket, and how that does not
Too
translate.
Focused.
That doesn't translate to baseball. I just I do not know.
How is Mo Salah the greatest football player in the world? How is he not a kicker in the NFL? Because they don't care.
Because they're not going to pay him nearly as much.
He also makes £450,000 a week.
Exactly.
Okay.
He could buy the Suez.
I was going to have some fun with this, but I'd rather switch over to the fun with audio. Maybe we'll talk next week and see how they go on. The Dodgers are in third place in the NL West.
Yeah, it's because they suck. They're the third best team in that division, clearly.
I think more surprising, if we're going to be real quick about this, is the Giants look okay.
Yeah,
the Giants look okay.
Give it time.
They look okay. I'm not saying they look great, Joe. I'm saying they look okay. Hold up.
I think they're, since we did our show last week, they are 3-2 with a series win over the Yankees. And so far, they've split games against the Phillies. And they will play tomorrow at 3:45. So we'll see. Their entire season will be based off of what happens tomorrow against the Phillies.
Do you believe in the Padres being number one? They have. Do you know that the Padres have not had a bottom of the ninth at Petco Park?
Oh, that's pretty impressive. That's good.
That's kind of hot.
Good little stat.
Got my sports pants a little tight there.
First in, last out. Nice little gym rat. Ball
they're
club.
Really good.
Good ball player.
I believe the Padres are good. Whether they're this good and going to continue this through 162 and win the division, we'll see about that.
I think it's kind of fun. All right, when we come back, there's a couple odds and ends, plus we'll have some fun with audio. This is the Hot Corner. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Schultzy on the ones and twos, 1080 The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What do you want to do, Joe? We have the opportunity to sit here and I can talk to you about Juan Soto, or we can have some fun with audio.
Let's go Juan Soto and finish the show with the fun audio.
Oh, really?
Because we got Fair or Foul after this.
Okay, if that's what you think.
What do you want to do?
Oh, I don't care. I'm just here. So
usually
I don't,
you plan this stuff ahead of time.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah, I mean, I find the Juan Soto stuff intriguing, but more so the reaction out of it. I mean, Juan Soto made some comments the other day to a reporter from the New York Post, I believe, about...
Always a good idea.
How
if
he
you
is...
play baseball in New York, you should definitely talk to reporters at the Post. It's like the Guardian in England. Oh, you're having a bad time as a football player? Go talk to the Guardian in London. They'll spin it in a right way for you.
If you don't know what Patrick's saying, it's basically the most tabloid-y normal news source in New York.
So he was asked... About what it's been like getting pitched to this year and how pitchers are approaching him different. And Juan Soto said, and I quote, "It's definitely different. I had the best hitter in baseball hitting behind me last season. I was getting more attacked and more pitches in the strike zone. I was pitched different last year." And as a lot of New Yorkers do, very level-headed response. Very.
Oh, totally.
Yes. Very, like, well, I mean,
that's a smart move for him. Like, let's not rile us all up.
Yeah, I definitely understand where he's coming from. Let's see his side. Let's put our shoes in. No, New York fans, New York media lost their S on this. And I understand if you're from New York and maybe a Mets fan, or a Yankees fan, how you would feel about this. But the truth kind of does lie in the numbers that his strike zone, like hittable ball rate, whatever percentage number that they use to track that, it's like the lowest in major leagues. But the comment does kind of ring hollow. Like, obviously it sucks not having Aaron Judge behind you.
And nobody wants to hear you because of your contract.
But also, you have a dude hitting behind you right now that is having an amazing start to this season.
I think that's a big thing.
Oh, no, he's not 6'7". He's 6'5" and cranks home runs. And he's hitting, I think he has one less RBI than Judge does this year. Pete Alonso, the polar bear we're talking about. So it's kind of one of those, like, what? Yes, they're going to pitch you differently because you are Juan Soto, because they know how good you are. But that very well could change as the season progresses. And if Pete Alonso continues this, because then they're going to be like, we're just doing exactly what happened last year with the Yankees. We're putting a dude on base, and now we have this power hitter that comes up that's just going to hit home run and bring them both in.
I think the most important thing to think about with Juan Soto in New York, for the Mets and not the Yankees, I should say, is the lineup is constructed completely different. Okay. Juan Soto for the Yankees was protected by Aaron Judge. Juan Soto for the Mets, Frankie Lindor protects Juan Soto. It's a different situation. And as Pete Alonso is a better player than Giancarlo Stanton, Pete Alonso was there to kind of clean up, for lack of better terms, whatever Soto does. I feel like, and this is why, you know, mainstream media is so challenging when it comes to when you really start breaking down X's and O's and you start thinking to yourself, you know, well, Patrick Mahomes had a bad year this year. He's a bum. He's washed. Steph Curry, he's not quite winning the games. It's like, well, teams are constructed differently. And I think as great of a year as Frankie had, the Mets are now placing Soto behind Frankie, hoping that Frankie does for Soto what Soto did for Judge last year. And so your results are going to be different. And Alonso is behind Soto in a way that Stanton was, but I'd rather have Alonso than Stanton. And I think because your organization and your setup is different, you have to expect different results. Soto's not going to be the Yankee he was last year. He has a different role.
It's like he's always it's like players always going to either Yankee Stadium or to play in Fenway Park with the Red Sox. I feel like players' stats always get inflated. We were talking about Adrian Beltre on the list last hour for
and
possibly
Alex Bregman.
The Mitchell Report.
I've been screaming this. Bregman's going to have an insane year in Boston.
Yeah, and I remember Beltre, after he left the Mariners, he went from like 20 homers to 35 instantly, over 100 RBIs.
Dude, in Boston and then Texas.
Exactly.
It's different lineups.
It is, with that green monster and the different construction of the lineup. And the Yankees, traditionally, they pack the home run hitters into their 1-9. And I feel like that alone gives Juan
especially
Soto.
Especially if you're a lefty.
Exactly. That short right field porch, is something they want to take advantage of. And then, hell, in left field, it's a very short fence. I think, I don't know, Patrick, I'm pretty short. I'm 5'8". I think you're maybe an inch shorter than I am.
I'm 5'6". You got two on me.
Ooh, but basically, we can even see over that fence in left field at Yankee Stadium, even our short asses. So it's easier for you to hit home runs there just by the nature of it. I think Juan Soto is now discovering, maybe the protection in the lineup that he had in New York, maybe that stadium, it was worth the $100 million discount that he would have had to take and to sign with them instead of the Mets.
Here's the stat that I saw. Juan Soto has seen a pitch in the heart of the zone with a runner on base just 16% of the time. Among players who have seen at least 100 pitches with the runner on base, Soto's percentage of pitches seen in the heart of the zone ranks as the lowest. So again, pitchers are just approaching him, whether it's different from last year. I mean, I would assume that even last year, pitchers were privy to Juan Soto being, I don't know, a really good baseball player that they
which he is. Let's not forget. But Soto is great.
I mean, he has two home runs today.
What's that old song like? Meet the Mets, welcome Juan Soto to the Mets. God, dude, your life now.
I think that's kind of, you know, we talk about organizations. I mean, how often have I said to you, Joe, and I can't remember if you've always agreed or fought back a couple times, that I like this Yankee lineup better this year than I did last year, despite losing a $750 million man and maybe one of the best hitters in baseball. It's because it's all situational. It's about, you know, did the Mets go get a player that they really needed for their system, or did they just go get the best player in baseball? Like, it's a little Moneyball-esque. Like, that's why I think the Dodgers are so impressive with what they do, is that it's not just like, man, I got Shohei Ohtani. He's, you know, the greatest player on earth. I got Mookie Betts, who's a two-time MVP and a World Series MVP. And I got Freddie Freeman, who's an MVP. And no, but it's like those guys do specific things that bounce off each other very well. And I'm not saying the Mets made a poor choice in getting Juan Soto or that Juan Soto is going to be bad in the Mets. I don't mean that at all. But I feel like the Mets went and got Juan Soto because he's Juan Soto and not because he fits their lineup. They re-signed Pete Alonso not because he fits their lineup, but because he's Pete Alonso. And so for that, you've got to kind of let things play out. At the end of the year, if you're looking at fantasy level, at the end of the year, Juan Soto is going to be the player you drafted. He's going to be exactly what you wanted. He's going to give you high batting average, high on-base percentage. He might steal a few bases and throw some home runs at you. But is that what the Mets need? Because the Yankees, they believe in Aaron Judge. And Soto was the piece to help lift Aaron Judge. But I don't know if who's Soto lifting in New York for the Mets. He's got to lift everyone else around him. They've got to be better to make him better. Frankie's got about 320. He's got to have an on-base percentage of almost 400. If he can do that, and Pete Alonso can have an on-base percentage around 300 and compete for 45 home runs, that will make Juan Soto great. He's just got a harder task for the Mets than he ever did with the Yankees.
Well, I mean, and then really outside of 1 through 3, like there is just a drop off on this
big
Mets
time
batting line.
Big
Harrison
time.
Bader, woo.
He plays somewhere else.
Oh yeah, he's left. He left after last season. My bad.
Starling Marte, he is batting 167 in the five hole.
And Brandon, right after him is Nimmo. I think Nimmo is the piece. Nimmo's got to hit.
Well, I mean, you gave him a new contract two years ago. He's got to hit. Like you got to be better, dude. Their pitching has been really good this year. Obviously, that's not anything to do with Juan Soto, but yeah, I don't know. I think it's just been and they're 11-6, for God's sake.
They're fine.
They're fine. But again, a lot of that is because of how well they have pitched to start this year. And again, the dude hit 2 home runs today. Like, he's going to be fine.
He's going to be fine.
1 through 3 is going to be fine. It's just, can they start to get some more pop out of the bats in the 4 through 9 slots?
I know I was saying this throughout the segment, but I'll say it again. If Joe, if you and I are doing this show in New York media right now, what I'm saying, even living in that hotbed, even living in the melting pot of the good old USA, home of Jackie Robinson, who debuted for the Dodgers on this day in 1947, I would still say he's just in a different situation. And it's going to take time to get you there. It's easy. You know, Babe Ruth has 715 home runs. Okay, this is something I always say. Again, wannabe historian here. Babe Ruth has 715 home runs. I could sit here and tell you that 400 of those are because Lou Gehrig batted behind him. I think about this with Boston. David Ortiz has the accolades and the love that he has because Manny Ramirez batted behind him. That you as a pitcher have to decide when you get there. If somebody gets on and I know I got to throw to Ortiz and I got to throw to Ramirez, I got to throw to Ruth and I got to throw to Gehrig, there's one of those guys I'm going to go after because one of those guys I'm going to walk. And I feel like the benefit of the doubt has been in that 3-hole. Ortiz saw pitches because they didn't want to throw to Manny Ramirez. Ruth saw pitches because they didn't want to throw to Lou Gehrig. And that's going to make your stats good when you're a great player. And Soto will get there. I think he's just, it's going to take time.
Yeah. New situation and new lineup, players around you. I mean, he'll adjust because he's that good. And, I mean, again, if today's a, you know, small sample size of what's to come.
It's all it takes.
He'll be fine.
It's all it takes is one day. All right, when we come back, fair or foul, everybody's favorite. But first, we'll throw it to Schulze with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite, Fair or Foul. We do it at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour every single Tuesday. And without further ado, we'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schulze Jr. the third.
Appreciate you guys. God, that'd be crazy if I were actually a junior.
So wild.
I know. It's fun.
Craziness.
And then you moved it on to the third.
Insane.
And then
getting higgy with it.
Your kid's going to make it the fourth. You've already told him, right? Like, this is the deal.
I used to live by a guy.
Joe, I am the third, and he's the fourth.
Oh, sorry. So it's going to be the fifth. My bad.
Yeah. I used to live by a guy named David Davis Jr.
Jesus.
And then he died, and I met his son named David Davis the third.
Why?
It's like, all right.
Remember the old Oregon Ducks center, Chris Christopherson? Like, why did your parents name you Chris?
I mean, one of the greatest songwriters of all time, Kris Kristofferson.
There is a...
Currently Jordan.
There is a basketball player. He played for Pitt, and he transferred to...
Panthers, what
he,
up?
He transferred to Texas Tech this year, and his name is Federico Federico.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing.
It's couscous. So nice, they named him twice.
Oh, we love it. We're so unique. Yeah.
Federico Federico.
Good job,
I think
parents.
He's from Sweden or something like that.
Not surprised. Although I'd be less surprised if they were American, because Americans do a lot of stupid
Finland.
Stuff.
Finland, excuse me.
Ah, Finns, the Finland. Okay, guys, let's start off with a fun one. This story actually coming out earlier today, Jason Greely, former Major League Baseball player, I don't know if you remember him, pitched in the bigs for about 15 seasons. He was going viral today for attending the Pittsburgh Pirates game where Paul Skeens was pitching. And he was able to do so because of a really, really cool thing called an MLB Lifetime Pass. He's got this MLB gold card, essentially. Every player in the majors that makes it to, I believe, it's 8 years of service.
It's like a service time?
Yeah, of service time. I've seen some sources that say it's 10, but I know once you hit 10, you have like a full pension. And I think at 8 years is when you get this MLB Lifetime card. It is literally a gold-plated card that has your name on it. And it says Jason Greely plus one guest. And what that gives him is at any Major League Baseball game at any time during the season, he just has to show up. So he could go to T-Mobile Park tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Show up, and they have to give him the best tickets in the stadium and allow him to go right in.
Does it work posthumously? Like, could I have Jackie Robinson's?
I don't believe so. I don't believe it is transferable, like, to your kid or anything like that. But really cool benefit, guys. I've always thought that baseball kind of had some of the cooler perks for players that you could get. So, fair or foul, this MLB Lifetime Pass is the coolest perk in all of professional sports. For the players, of course. Fair or foul?
You know... The fact that there are other sports that do giant things to your body that are not very cool and you don't get guaranteed contracts, I'm going to go with it, yeah. The fact that I can be Earl Campbell and not allowed to walk, but I don't get much, then yeah. The idea, and I think that's, you know, as we sit here on Jackie Robinson Day, I think that's kind of the concept of baseball, is that at the end of the day, you play so many games. And you're out there every day. And if you're a pitcher, you're in the dugout for four, put on the mound for a fifth. Like, that's what you do. You go to the ballpark every day. So the fact that you're now retired and you have reached some milestone that allows you to gain the opportunity to go whenever you want, I don't see how NFL couldn't do that, because you're talking about baseball stadiums with 30 to 40,000 people in there. NFL stadiums, college football stadiums, like, can Eddie George just walk to the horseshoe and get a ticket whenever he wants? No, he's got to call the AD and talk to the ticket people, blah, 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 blah. But can you just show up and they just scan your card and give you whatever best
they
seat
literally
got?
You just show up to the ticket window. You're like, hey, this is me. I'm sure they take 5 minutes to confirm it, or they don't, and they just give it right to you.
Put it on the board!
Yes.
I want to say fair, just because it's like, I don't know what other athlete perks we have to compare to. Like,
but
in
I
the
can't
NBA.
Imagine any of them are good at that.
Well, again, like, the NFL doesn't care about their players after they retire.
They
so
they don't
I mean,
care about their players know, while they're playing.
While they're playing. Yeah, it's a good point. Just because it is timely, I'm going to say foul, in that once you become a Masters winner and all the perks that come with that.
That's pretty true.
And just being able to be included in one of the most prestigious sports clubs of all time.
Like, next year, Rory gets to set the Masters menu dinner.
It's not
haggis for everyone.
You know what's funny? It's Joe, I love that you mentioned that. It's and Jordan, I love that you mentioned that. It's not even about the Masters dinner. It's about, can you imagine? And this is what I thought when I watched a majority of Sunday. And you know, I'm not some golf expert. I'm not going to sit here and be Rop. You know, I'm not the boys in the morning. But, like, I watch majors for the drama. And the Masters especially, you know. I know how to... I can't golf for the life of me, but I know how to approach 12 from an armchair expert standpoint. And you sit there and I'm looking at Rory, and if he doesn't win that green jacket, okay, not just this year, but any year, Rory is still considered one of the greatest golfers of all time. Like, whether he's top 10, top 20, top 50, wherever you want to put him. But can you imagine, you know, it's kind of like the Mike Trout and Ken Griffey Jr. of baseball. Like, you are one of the greatest, Frank Thomas, you were one of the greatest players to ever play baseball, but you never even sniffed a World Series. You can't sit with us. And that's how the Masters is. And that's the respect, and that's what they've done to create their tradition and their club. And Rory could win the U.S. and the Open this year, and next year win the PGA and the Players and continue to rack up majors. But if he never had a Masters, they look at him and say, you can't sit with us.
Yeah, you're cool.
I'll give
and
you
all.
Credit on that, Joe. That's a good call.
You're cool and all, but your parents don't have as much money as ours.
Yeah, the Masters, I'll give you credit. Like, I won't change my answer as a diehard baseball fan, and I already said it. I don't want to go back on it. But, Joe, you're right. I mean, that club, that green jacket club, you know, Scottie Scheffler shoots a -8 and finishes fifth, and he's pissed, but at the end of the day, like, I'll see you next year.
I do find it funny, though. Yep.
And the next year after that, and after that, and after that, and after that.
I do find it funny, though, after Rory wins the Masters, his first major in 11 years, everybody's like, you know, I think he could win all of them this year.
Oh, of course.
He's
of
got
course.
A good shot. And
he's
like,
got a great, I mean, he's the favorite going into the U.S. Open.
If you look at where the majors are this year, like, yes, there are courses that he has traditionally played well at. But I find it funny. It's like the dude doesn't win one for 11 years. And now all of a sudden it's like, dude, I think he's got to run the table now.
It reeks of baseball's about to start. And it's like, you know, the Mets, they signed Juan Soto. You know, I think they're going for a World Series. And it's like, all right, got it. I hear you. All right, got it.
But that would be insane if he did end up pulling off a Grand Slam in 1 year after not winning a major for 11 years.
Give it to me. Shout out Rory. Full disclosure. Rooting for Justin Rose in that playoff.
I felt bad.
I was.
Because he has done this multiple times.
The run that he had.
He's led more rounds of the Masters than any player that has never won it. I think he's a good guy. I think he's a hell of a golfer. I was pulling for Rose, and I was booed at the bar.
Well,
cheering for Justin Rose.
It was either on Thursday or Friday when we were watching it here in the office, and Cooley made a remark like, hey, Justin Rose at the top of that. I'm like, yeah, this is what he does.
Yeah, this is what he does. And it's true. It's
and that was
does.
Before I even knew the 10-round statistic. Mm-hmm. I was like, dude, he did this in, I think, 21. He led after Thursday and Friday, and then Hideki just had a wild Saturday.
I'll tell you a story about Justin Rose, what he does after the Women's British Open in the break.
All right. I'm down.
All right, we talked a little Mets before. Let's go Mets now with this question. Thought that this was a hilarious stat that I saw today. Fair or foul, guys, Ronald Acuna's little brother, Luis Angel, has more stolen bases than the whole Athletics team. Fair or foul?
Luis Angel Acuna?
That is correct. 23-year-old, younger brother of junior. Ronald.
I'm going to say fair because it smells fishy to me. Like Schultzy's trying to throw us off and be like, actually, no, it is Ronald Acuna. I'm not going to say it is. I'm saying it's Luis Angel.
You know, I was going to be with you, but I'm going to say foul because you said it's a little fishy. Sounds like Jed Fisher might be up to something over there in Oakland.
Oh, God.
That's my only reason.
I like it. No, Joe's right on this one. It is fair. Luis Angel Acuna has 4 stolen bases so far this season, and this is at the start of today. The Oakland, darn it, find me.
The Athletics.
The Athletics. You know what? Call yourself Sacramento, you bunch of bitches.
So you're we can. Fired.
God. Anyways, the Athletics have 3 all season. We're 2.5 weeks in. They've only stolen 3 bases.
Fair or foul? A bonus question, fair or foul. The best stadium to watch on TV is Sacramento or Steinbrenner Field?
I can hear more on TV in Sacramento, so I would say that one.
Have you seen Steinbrenner Field? I think
I don't know
really
if I
nice.
Have.
I think it's really nice.
It's
I've been
nice.
Enjoying Steinbrenner.
I don't think I've watched any Rays baseball to start the season. The Orioles haven't played them yet.
That kid for the Red Sox hit one out of the stadium today.
I mean, it's hilarious. It's like if you're on the Yankees and you had to play in a mini replica of Fenway Park, essentially. That's what the Rays are doing right now.
It's a mini replica of Yankee
Stadium. Yankee
Stadium,
like, I know.
Aaron Judge is like, yeah, I'll play all Rays games.
Yeah, they had to cover up every single Yankees logo around the damn whatever grounds. Like, it's like,
it's better than covering Roberto Clemente.
Okay. All right, moving on, guys. Cannot believe that I'm saying this, but the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim in California next to Disneyland came into yesterday leading the AL West by a game over the Texas Rangers. They're in second only by half a game, though, but they are surprisingly at the top of the standings. Mike Trout, one of the league leaders in home runs with six at this point, I believe. This just is kind of a hilarious one, guys. Fair or foul, the Angels will make the playoffs.
I didn't know you were going to say that. I didn't know you were going to say that, but I like threw my hand up. I was like, I want this one first. I want this one first. This team, so I watch a lot of English Premier League football, and Nottingham Forest has had an insanely awesome season. And one of the reasons why they've had an insanely awesome season is their team is constructed of a bunch of dudes that failed everywhere. And they just put them all together, got a manager, and they decided, let's try and win a league. They're not going to win the league, but they're probably going to qualify for Europe, Champions League, or Europa, we're not sure. But they are the little engine that could. And the Angels, that kid Paris at second base, Logan O'Hoppe, Mike Trout, you know, Ron Washington, like... They're well managed. You know they're going to be well managed. It's if are they any good? I think as much as I say that, my answer is foul. But God, I love this Angels team right now, and I want them to continue to be good. The AL West is completely the dumbest division in baseball right now, and I'm here for it.
If only they had Anthony Rendon, that could put them over the top.
If only they had. Oh man. Oh, they could have had this DH, what's his name? Shohei Ohtani. If only they had him.
That would have helped.
That would have helped.
That would have helped. I'm going to say fair. I'm not buying it. 16 games. I feel like the first week of MLB overreaction probably needs to be extended into the first month of MLB overreaction. And this is one of the teams who has started off much better than we thought, that is not going to be in the playoffs. I'm not buying it. I would say I would have to wait until the end of July probably to actually believe that the Angels are a playoff contender.
But I will say this, and we'll end with this. I will say this. The fact that we're having this conversation proves that the Astros are struggling and their struggles are real. The Mariners' struggles are real. The Rangers... Did the Mariners just sweep the Rangers?
They did.
Those struggles are real. Like, the A's are not performing the way that I pronounced they would. Like, this division is wide open. The fact that we're having a conversation 3 weeks into the season, are the Angels going to go to the playoffs, proves that this division is the most sad, amazing, wild, dumb, whatever you want to call it.
Dude, the American League is drunk.
The American League gets wasted like I do on a Tuesday.
Literally between the top team in the American League, which is the Tigers, Rangers, Yankees, they all have the same record, and the third to last team, which is my Baltimore Orioles, three and a half games separate them.
Yeah.
Like, things... Again, overreaction, first month of baseball, but...
Cool, Detroit's in first. Am I giving up on my tribe? Hell no.
Well, you better not. You got a ticket on them up at A&A. You got a cash, buddy.
Goddamn right. All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday night. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Fun with audio. Hot Corner, Jay the Fan. I've got Dodgers over Rockies right now. You watching that too? Yeah, yep. We're watching the same game.
Yep, Doyers.
We'll get out on this. There's not a whole lot more to get to, but there's a little bit of fun with audio. You know, I'm not going to lie. If you're going to shoot your shot.
At work.
Yeah, S where you
okay,
eat.
Okay,
do it.
A long-time service industry guy, all right?
Well, that's a little different.
Long-time service industry guy. You work in a bar. You're sober. They are not. I have never in my life thought it was a good idea to ask a patron for their number.
I always hear that their judgment is at their best after a couple of
hours. Hey. But I was always worried. And on the opposite side, I have been somebody that's had a drink or two, but full wits about me being at a place and saying, you know, I got a rapport with this bartender. Maybe they'd be interested in going out on a date with me. And I always said, nah, you can't do it, man.
You've been drinking, Crane.
And they're working. Like, you can't do that. But that didn't stop this Atlanta Braves reporter.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lawrence, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about rooting for the Braves today?
Oof, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
I'm on it.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
I am speechless.
I got the number. We're good.
Me as a listener.
Now, what did I do wrong?
This person as a reporter.
Opening day, and here's the first pitch, and the season's over.
That dude, that was his intention from the get-go.
From the get-go, and he tried to use his coworkers to bail him out of a situation that he completely fucked.
Well, you even heard her. She's like, oh, they're asking.
Oh, they're asking.
She was into it.
Aren't asking. God. It's them asking.
They were hot, too. Both of them were.
Oh, you could tell the one that he did not ask the number of.
Happy.
She was doing the whole sip from the drink, like, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what?
She always gets asked for a number.
Who had a worse night?
Bitch.
Who had a worse night? Him or the friend that didn't get asked for the number?
Oh, the friend.
Because, you know, the friend that didn't get asked for the number. Wait, no. I'll add this.
Okay.
Who had the worst night? The guy asking for the number?
No.
Or the girl he asked for the number? Because her friend is going to rail her. And not in the way we want, but
maybe not rail her, maybe just like kind of slow burn, never call her again. Like, right. She might lose a friend over this.
I'll tell you this though, the female sports reporting contingency out there, not happy. They say this is a double standard, and if the tables were turned, and if a chick did this as a sideline reporter. It would never happen because in the history of history, I don't know if a girl has ever asked a guy for their number.
Yeah, that's kind of true. I just see them.
But they are not happy. The female reporters say that if they were to do this, they would be fired.
Well, you do it differently, ladies. You're oogling over the guy that you're
talking
to.
He was good looking.
He was. And they weren't really oogling, but I've seen, there's a good couple
Do you come to the Corona deck often? He really hit them.
I love that he dropped the line.
Do you come here often?
As a 40-year-old, I love that line. As a 25-year-old, not a great line.
The old ace in the hole. Do you come here often?
Do you come here? Hey, baby.
I hit that with my girlfriend every now and then when we're just like in her house. I'll just, you know, look over at her across the kitchen island and be like, sup? You come here often?
That's about as classic as, what's your major?
What's your sign?
Yeah, what's your sign? Yeah,
sometimes I look at my wife, we're at home, and I go, you come here often? And she's like, good God, get
Pisces?
Me.
That's hot.
Pisces? No way.
I'm not a big Zodiac guy.
You don't want to be a part of me. I'm a Gemini. All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back next week. Keep you updated on all things that are baseball on Tuesdays from 7 to 9. Make sure you catch out Sports Sunday on Sundays. Yeah, you like that?
I'm honored.
On Sundays. What are you guys, 9 to 11?
That is true. My co-host will not be there. He'll be at WrestleMania this weekend.
Oh, I wish I was at WrestleMania.
Brother!
So that'll be for you. Without any ado, I am Patrick Harris. That is Joe Fisher. Schultzy on the ones and twos. Go do something. I would do.